Senator Robert C. Byrd went home last night. His casket was flown to Charleston, West Virginia, for today's public memorial service. President Obama and Vice President Biden are attending. Yesterday, Byrd made his last visit to the Senate chamber, where his body lay in repose in a flag-draped casket. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
A military honor guard escorted Robert Byrd into the Capitol for the last time.
Ready. Step. Forward. March.
His casket was placed before the Senate dais, an altar of American politics, and the place Byrd spent 51 years serving. His wooden desk was draped in black velvet and set upon that a bowl of white roses. Members of Congress and staff streamed through the Senate chamber, paying last respects to America's longest-serving senator and the family he left behind. Outside in the hallways, his colleagues remembered him with stories. Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd sat next to Byrd for decades.
It's like four PhDs, you know, sit next to him.
Out of his pocket, Dodd pulled a well-worn, dog-eared copy of the Constitution, the one Byrd inscribed to him some 25 years ago.
Yeah, I'll get you another one, I think, pretty soon. I'll put this one away.
What does it say?
To my friend, Chris Dodd, with great personal esteem. Julie Robert C. Byrd, yeah.
Byrd had a photographic memory, said New Jersey Congressman Rush Holt. He would recognize a person in a crowd, someone he hadn't seen in years, and remember their name, details about their life. Byrd took care to shepherd new senators through process and decorum. He was a great champion of calm deliberation, said Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski.
He wanted us to be able to think things over and to rise above partisanship and focus more on citizenship.
His words on the floor were often thoughtful and powerful, said Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
And of course would give his speech on the rites of spring and Mother's Day and things that would now be viewed as old-fashioned and quaint. And thank God he kept that alive. Nobody can step into those shoes.
And many spoke of the long love between Byrd and the other Senate great who died less than a year ago, Ted Kennedy. Every year, on Byrd and his wife Irma's wedding anniversary, Senator Kennedy would personally carry a big bucket of roses into Byrd's office, says Durbin.
A rose for every year, and that got to be a pretty big bucket over the years.
When Kennedy died last summer, Byrd gave this speech on the Senate floor.
My thoughts and my humble prayers are with Senator Kennedy. My dear friend, Ted, I love you, and I miss you.
Now they are both gone. But the Capitol is a place full of echoes and whispers, where the words of America's great statesmen hang in the air, never forgotten. There is no doubt that Senator Robert C. Byrd's mark will always be found on the United States Senate. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.